every time you do inventory, you learn about the value of what you have. A lot of times we see material, but we don't realize the value of it. You know, a lot of guys that co-workers that I work with, they are constantly destroying material. Amen. And it's like nothing to them, you know. They'll run over a bag of this and they'll bust a bag of that, or they'll cut the wrong piece of material and the customer don't want it, and so we're kind of stuck with it. They just don't understand the value of it. And then when we do inventory, it all comes out and says, well, what happened to this? Because you got to account for every piece that you bring in. You got to account for that.
Right.
Whether it's damaged, sold, or what. You still have to account for it. So I was thinking about what I was going to, and the Lord just dropped this thought into my head. It was a message that I preached on before, but it's called the value of knowledge. Amen. We have to know the value of knowledge. We have to know the value of things. Amen. So if you bear with me just a little bit, I want to try to put it all together. Couple of scriptures. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians? Chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And then over in the Old Testament, just one scripture that we're probably familiar with. You realize it when we read it. And that'll be Hosea 4 and 6. Hosea 4 and 6. Amen. So let's start in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 5. And it says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I said I was with you in weakness and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Okay, let us go to Hosea. One verse. Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. The cause of man's problem is lack of knowledge. Amen. Now that doesn't stem from the shortage of information, but rather for the rejection of knowledge. Amen. The information is there. We're living in a day of enlightenment. There's all around us. There's so much. We've got the internet. You can go on the internet and learn about anything. Anything. So the day of enlightenment is all around us. Amen. And it's the lazy mind that will not seek to increase its knowledge. It's there. The teachers, they have to continue to go to school. They have to continue to learn to teach children.
Yeah.
Little Monet, Uriah, they can get on a cell phone and call anybody they want. At 2 and 3. At 2 and 3. I'm telling you, children are so smart now. So teachers have to continue to go to school to learn. There's a constant demand to be on top, to know how to teach them. Doctors are constantly reading and researching because there's new discoveries made every day. Amen. People have become rich. Let me get this. People have become rich over things that somebody else gave them or threw it away. Because they didn't know the value of it. Some people have given away fortunes because of the lack of knowledge. Amen. We ourselves have often are often misunderstood simply because we don't know how to, let's say, express ourselves. Amen. You get tongue-tied. You just don't know the words to say. There was a time when they said that ignorance was bliss. It says, what you don't know won't hurt you. But that's a mistake. That's a sad mistake. People are taken for thousands of dollars every day just because they don't know what's going on. Ain't that right? Amen.
I got some of this stuff.
You take your vehicle into the mechanic and he charges you $50 for a $5 part. Because you don't know what to do. You don't have the knowledge. The lack of knowledge. People are taken for thousands of dollars because they don't know. But I said earlier, it's the lazy mind. Some people don't want to know because they feel like if you don't know, then that somehow lessens your responsibility. But Jesus said, even if you don't know, you're still going to be beaten with a few stripes. Amen. He also said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Now, if you don't know it, you remain bound.
Thank you, Jesus.
But like I say, there are some people who are just plain lazy. The information is there. But they don't want to learn. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon said that, I'm going to read, I love Solomon. He was a wise man. Wise man. Ecclesiastes 12 and 12. Solomon, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Ecclesiastes. Amen. But anyway, it says, and further, by these, my son, be admonished, of making many books there is no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. He's trying to tell us that studying, you can make all the books you want. But you have to study. It's not a easy task. You have to learn. You have to apply yourself. He said that it's much study is weary of the flesh. But why is it if we don't mind wearying our flesh for something that is detrimental to us, and we don't That won't do us any good, rather than something that is constructive, that can help us. So in all you're reading and stuff and getting weary, get something that will help you. But thank God there are some brethren like in Paul's day that didn't mind searching things out and not just sit back and take somebody's word for it.
Man.
I realize that we have to trust somebody. But even in our trust of somebody, that doesn't have anything to do with my reading my Bible, my research, your research. I can stand up here and talk to you and tell you, but you got to read it for yourself.
Amen.
You have to research it for yourself.
Amen.
Now, I tell and I try to teach my coworkers at work, the ones that are under me, that, you know, what I tell them is true. I'm not going to tell them something that's not true. But if it can't stand up under questioning, then don't accept it.
Yeah.
Just because I'm the boss don't mean you have to accept what I say. Yeah. Jesus said, search the scripture.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Paul said, prove all things.
Right.
Amen. And one reason we have so many mixed up and confused people today is because they are too lazy to search the matter.
Amen. Yeah. All right, now make it plain.
Somebody told them that the sky is falling. And they never even bothered to look up.
Hallelujah.
Or something is more funny, they just start running. And didn't even question why it never hit them. If the sky is falling and I'm running, it never hit me. The sky is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Man is constantly looking for a way out. But God has already established the fact that His word is settled forever. And nobody can add or take away.
Right.
God told the prophet Hosea that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
He told Isaiah, we don't even have animal sense. The ox knows his master. And the ass knows where he gets his food from. Amen. But the people of God are held captive by the enemy of their soul because they don't know what's going on. Amen. Amen. Now the devil pits us one against the other like children do their parents. If you have more than one child, you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
We're so easily pulled aside.
Yes.
And misaligned because we don't know.
Yes.
You think it's your brother or your sister when it's all the time the enemy. That has done these things and then he sits back and look at him. She thought it was him. He thought it was her. And he sits back and laughs at you. Now, there are some of us that God has allowed to have a little more academical learning. Some of us have gone farther in school than others. But we didn't get enough education to realize that education will never take the place of salvation. Let me say it again. In all the education that you can get, you have to realize that education will never take the place of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
That's why we should never dare to glory in our little investments and our returns.
Hallelujah.
Because just like in the 20s, the stock market can crash and the value of the dollar can decrease. We are living in that time right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We cannot get so high and mighty in our education and in our status and the little position and the titles that we have.
Hallelujah.
That we forget God. The Lord giveth, the Lord setteth up one and he taketh down another.
Yes.
Amen. It's the Lord, not us.
Yes.
So don't let your little college degree make an educated fool out of you.
Yes.
If we have anything to glory about, it's the fact that you understand.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I love what Sister, I think it was Sister Gloria said, this little church right here.
Yeah.
The knowledge of knowing who Jesus is.
Amen.
We're smarter than any of those people with all those letters and things behind their name.
Right.
Man.
Because we know who Jesus is. Everybody don't know.
Man.
Because he can only be known through faith in his word. Amen. The word of God is who reveals who he is.
Amen.
Amen. We must believe it. Jesus said to search the scriptures. For it is only in them that we have eternal life. Amen. This is a day when knowledge has certainly increased in every capacity. And you almost have to have a high school diploma to get a job at fast food places. Huh? You laugh, but that's true. You can't just go out and get a job on your own merits now. You have to have some kind of education, because people who run these corporations, I just want to take a break here and tell you about a story that I read on the internet. Some person in Georgia was working in the Wendy's hamburger place, chain of store, you know, everybody knows Wendy's. Getting high, was smoking what they call a blunt. Forgot where she put it, wrapped it up in somebody's burger.
Oh, no.
They took it home, took a bite of it, and said, something is wrong. Opened it up and found her blunt.
Oh, my God.
Leading us to say she got fired. But the value of knowledge. They don't hire just anybody. So I'm just saying that, just check your food. Check your food.
Don't eat in the dark.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The old adage of open your mouth and God will fill it doesn't work anymore. Because God isn't going to put anything in your mouth that already is not in your head. He said, I will bring all things to your remembrance. But let me tell you this. You can't remember anything if you never knew it. Paul said, study to show yourself approval unto God. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
Now you you need somebody to teach you how to do everything. When you was a child, you didn't know how to walk. You didn't know how to defend for yourself. Your parents had to teach you. So everything you know, somebody had to teach you how to do it. Some preachers, if you please now, don't even know how to conduct themselves in the pulpit. I've seen, and I'm not getting on women preachers. I believe in women preachers. My mom was one of the best. But I've seen women in short dresses, preachers up on pulpits with short enough dresses that they shouldn't be up there. I've seen preachers that look like they should be at a pimp convention instead of up on the pulpit.
That's why nobody won't go to church.
Amen. 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 People put more emphasis on the way they dress and look than they do on their soul. Like I said before, education cannot take the place of salvation. It's important that you get your message out as a minister in the pulpit. It's important that you be effective. I mean, if you came up here looking like a bum, then people wouldn't even look at you either. So you have to have a method. And people can teach you a method. And when most people go wrong, the famous words are, "I didn't know." And that always mostly happens because we wouldn't listen or we wouldn't search. So, in closing, I just say, don't let the devil steal your salvation because you didn't know the value of it. It was not purchased with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. And we shall not escape if we neglect it. Study. Search. And know the value for yourself. Because the soul you save may be your own. God bless you. I just want you to know that the value of your soul is more important than any silver and gold. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah.